Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
Today's scripture is from the book of Psalms, chapter 103, verse 2. I'm reading from the New English Translation. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Do not forget all his kind deeds. In preparing for this time together, I decided to read several versions of this verse. The Message speaks to me right now. It says, O my soul, bless God from head to toe. I'll bless his holy name. O my soul, bless God. Don't forget a single blessing. Our focus for November is on showers of blessings. This reading made me think of the children's song or chant, Heads and Shoulders, Knees and Toes, Knees and Toes. First of all, we are to feel blessed in everything. I always check the mirror before going out, but I definitely don't look at anything but my head and maybe shoulders. What blessings do I overlook just as easily? And while I'm looking in that mirror, what blessings am I looking for? I don't think as much about just how blessed I am. I likely don't consider just how fortunate I am, nor do I actively show my gratitude for the blessings I have been given. We live in such a beautiful place. Do we really praise God for the mountains, the sunshine, the lake, and the trees? Do we really look, really see the people we encounter as blessings? They are. Do we praise God for our friends, our churches, our jobs, our retirement, our families, or our health? We aren't just lucky people, we are blessed. Every day we are showered with blessings we fail to see. Before you decide that I'm a person who never endures hardship, please understand that I have in fact had disappointments, heartache, and true anxiety in my life. While there have been moments of disappointment, I have been carried by my relationship with God, my faith, the presence and support of others who lifted me in their prayers as I found my strength in God. In the most difficult times, God was always there, blessing me with the peace that I could not find otherwise. Of course, there have been hard moments, hard days when peace and contentment felt a bit elusive, but God. God provides a joy and peace that is not stopped by external woes. Our blessings are like raindrops falling on our heads and dripping down to our feet. We can feel them, see them, and praise God for them if we pay attention, notice them, and claim their presence and impact on our days and lives. They sparkle and glisten, trying to help us recognize them. So know that you are showered with blessings, even on the hard days. God has sprinkled you and your life with tremendous blessings, just waiting on you to see them. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Do not forget all his kind deeds. I'm going to be looking for all those blessings today. I pray you will seek them too. Let's pray together. Loving God, even in hard times, we see your many blessings and are thankful. Your peace surrounds us, falls on us, and lifts us when we forget to focus on you and your love. Guide us as we discover our blessings in the days to come. Help us to feel your love and peace every day. Amen. This devotion was written and recorded by Lisa Blackwood.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode, and we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.org.